Budget writers are faced with a scenario they haven't seen in recent years. Arizona's coffers are in the black as they begin their work, since tax collections in recent months have been higher than expected. Governor Jan Brewer says the budget, however, will still be a lean one.
And it's going to be basically something that we can follow through with, keeping Arizona on its path. We had to make some very difficult decisions in the last year, ones that were, in some instances, were heart-wrenching. But it's going to go forward doing what we believe is the right thing. I think that it's important that now that we have a surplus in our budget, that we look at the things that we maybe have neglected over the years.
Much of the spending in the budget plan put forward by the governor holds the line on current spending. In other words, there are not many increases coming except to cover expansions in the number of children in school, for example. One of the new expenditures the governor is putting forward is buying back the state capitol. That will cost the state about $106 million. The legislature mortgaged the capitol a few years ago to get a quick infusion of cash. In addition to the buyback of the state capitol, the governor says she has other plans for that extra money that's been collected.
I'm really concerned about some of the things that we've been faced with, certainly the issues with the seriously mentally ill. I want to include some dollars in there for those that aren't able to qualify under the Medicaid program, that do not receive any of those benefits, that they are in a position where they can receive their medication, their counseling, and some of the programs that are offered out there for them. So I'm hoping that we can get the legislature to agree that that's a population of the most vulnerable citizens that we have that we need to give a little hand out to. As you're aware, we had to cut some of those people off services during the bad times, and now we've got the surplus, so I think it's the right time to do it.
When the legislature passed the budget last year, they turned heavily to the counties for an increased contribution to the state general fund. Governor Brewer says under her budget plan, that won't happen.
The wisdom of some, we felt that it was, of course, a way to get money. So I have made publicly and made it pretty clear that the counties no longer would have to contribute to the general fund, nor do I believe they need to keep our state inmates in their jails. And I will try to hold very strong in that respect, because it's just our responsibility. It's not their responsibility. I might have some pushback from the legislature, but I announced that to them, and I hope to work really hard to get that completed through the session.
The governor's budget proposal is really just a jumping-off point for budget writers at the state capitol. In many ways, it's a wish list because the legislature is under no legal obligation to follow the governor's recommendations. However, she does have to sign off on whatever budget writers pass, so it becomes a case of fiscal give and take. I'm Christopher Conover, Arizona Public Media.